Good morning and welcome to Chamber Chat. I'm Mike McMullen, president of the Carroll County Chamber of Commerce. The chamber was founded in 1924, so we are celebrating our 90-year anniversary, which has been pretty cool all year. We currently have over 500 business members, and we build lifelong relationships and promote our members and advocate for business interests in Carroll County and beyond. Businesses in Carroll, I have found in the 4 years I've been here, have a real heart for the many nonprofits throughout Carroll who are actually businesses themselves. And my guest today is one of our nonprofit members, and that is Brenda Meadows, Executive Director of Shepherd Staff. So good morning, Brenda.
Good morning, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you here. Shepherd Staff, before I knew anything about you guys, I knew that when I would go to the town mall, there were all these beautiful trees around this time of the year. And that's something that you guys do, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And we have several individuals over at the mall for the last two weeks or so through today, through Wednesday, busy little elves trying to get everything
getting
pulled
them all
together.
Ready. Yeah. But as I remember, I mean, that's like an actual tradition for me. I love going down there. I love this time of the year. And you guys have lots of trees. Like, how many trees do you have this year?
This year we'll have about 70 trees that were available for silent auction.
Silent auction.
Sponsorship, yes.
And they're going to be up for about how long?
About 2 weeks.
So you guys need to get out there and bid on these things. If you've never seen these trees, do it. And we have one from the chamber. Actually, I think we've got two this year.
Yes, two.
And one of the ones that we have is going to have an overnight stay at the Antrim in Tawnytown. So that's definitely worth buying and giving away as a Christmas present. So.
Yes. And as we say, your bidding is your giving.
That's a good way to put it. And I've bought one, I think, almost, I don't know, I've got like four of these things at home. My wife thinks I'm insane, but they're in every room of the house, so it's fun.
We love it.
Well, listen, for those that don't know, why don't you tell me a little bit about Shepherd Staff and who do you guys serve?
Okay, the Shepherd Staff, our mission is to reach out to those in crisis, to aid those in need, to support those in trouble, and to seek out and encourage pathways to self-sufficiency. So we focus on the whole person, and we try to improve the quality of life of individuals. And whether it's something simple like somebody coming in and taking a shower or doing their laundry, or something much more difficult where someone's in a crisis situation, where we have to sit down and do case management with that individual, we try to treat that individual and all individuals that come through with compassion and dignity and respect.
That's great. And you guys are located right here in Westminster, correct?
Yes, we're on 30 Carroll Street, directly across from Grace Lutheran Church.
Okay. Yeah, I had gone past there, I don't know how many times, and never seen it until I was actually looking for it, and there it is. So,
yeah.
How many folks do you serve on average, or in a year or a month or whatever? Do you guys keep some numbers on that? Or
we do. In 2012, we served 3,045 households.
Wow.
And in 2013, that increased to 3,976 households. Mm. So it was a 30% increase year over year. And the way the stats are running this year, it looks like we're going to meet and exceed that.
Wow. There's a lot of need in this area, I
Tremendous
guess.
Tremendous need, yes.
Well, this is the time of the year that those of us that have need to be thinking a lot of those that don't. So we'll get this information from you again at the end, but if anybody wanted to assist you with either money or with their time, how could they reach out to you?
Well, they can reach out by calling us at 410-857-5944. They can also email us or go to our website and look for the different opportunities to help.
And what's the address of the website?
The website is www.shepstaff.org.
Okay, great. And we'll get that information at the end. So get your pen out if you're at home and you did not hear that. And this is the Thanksgiving time, so people should be moved to want to help. I know that there are a lot of folks in town who do. So what type of programs do you guys offer? So how do you serve? I know you mentioned a couple. Are there any other ones that
jump out? Yeah, we have a multitude of in-kind programs, and we also have financial assistance programs. Our in-kind programs are programs like our back-to-school program, our Call for Coats program, and our prescription program.
Okay.
And those programs, individuals, and this is a very, very generous community, but for those programs, people just physically donate coats or back to school supplies and things like that. We also have emergency financial assistance programs, which help our families in the community in Carroll County here that are in crisis. And particularly for the Shepherd staff, we focus on those families that cannot be helped elsewhere. So there are income requirements with most agencies in the county, and there are some families that just fall just above those income requirements and can't get that assistance. So it's our focus to try to meet the needs of these families, which are out there working and trying to make ends meet, and they just can't do it. Our goal is to keep them from falling into that downward spiral. So if they have a catastrophic emergency, a hot water heat, or a transmission in their car so they can't get back and forth to work, those are the types of things that we'd like to help families with, so we can raise them up and keep them on a level keel.
That's nice. That's good. How are your programs funded?
Interestingly enough, we receive no federal, state, or county funding. And we do that purposefully because it allows us to be able to sit down with our guests one-on-one and spend a considerable amount of time finding exactly what their needs are.
Okay.
So we are funded both through in-kind and financial programs. This community is an extremely generous community. So our churches, our schools, our local businesses, youth groups, individuals all make financial donations, and we need those to do what it is that we're doing. And then in addition to that, we host many fundraisers over the course of the year to supplement that. So obviously the Festival of Trees is our largest event of the year.
And my favorite, it's my favorite. How can the community help? I mean, we've already said they can call, they can give some money. That's always great.
The community can help by either supporting our in-kind programs, by making a financial donation, by volunteering. We have many, many need for volunteers.
It's not like you're fully staffed with everybody. You always have needs, right?
Yes. We have 3 part-time individuals and myself. So we are a very volunteer-driven organization.
What if somebody's like, look, I just don't have the time to invest a ton of stuff, and you probably wouldn't want me to only help out for a couple hours a week. I bet that's the wrong way to think. You probably could plug somebody in for a few hours a week, couldn't you?
A lot of our opportunities are just short little windows. For instance, the Festival of Trees is a perfect example. We have windows of opportunities where we need individuals that can actually move boxes and move trees for just short periods of time.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit more about the Festival of Trees. So when are the trees going to be at the mall where folks can come in and bid on them?
We open on Black Friday at 10 a.m. And we run for 2 weeks through December 13th. It's a Saturday. The silent auction closes at 4 p.m. We'll be open the entire time the mall is open. We'll have about 70 trees. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you that the ladies have been working over in the mall. The trees actually are there in a shop there.
I've seen that.
They're
yeah.
gorgeous.
Yeah, they are. Every year, they're just beautiful. Yeah. I mean, I walk up and down. It's like I like to bid on this. It's a great place to shop for some Christmas gifts, too. I mean, there's a lot of things like the tree that we have is going to have a lot of gift cards on there to some of the local restaurants and things.
Exactly.
Cool. Okay, so once again, could we have your contact information so folks can get online and learn more about you?
Our website is www.shepstaff.org.
Okay, and Brenda, is there a number where anybody, again, can call you and just ask you any questions about Shepherd Staff and how they could get involved?
Certainly, we encourage that. Our telephone number is 410-857-5944.
Wonderful. Is there anything else you'd like to share?
Actually, there are. We just like to really reach out to the community and let them know how important it is. Their donations are to us. We literally could not do what we do without the help of the community, whether it's through volunteerism, in-kind, or financial donations. And it's critical as we don't receive those federal, state, and county funds.
Well, that's great then. Well, listen, thank you again. Again, I've been talking with Ms. Brenda Meadows, Executive Director of Shepherd Staff, this morning. So thank you for being with me this morning, Brenda.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Wonderful. And for those out there listening, this is the Thanksgiving week, so ought to be a nice, hopefully a short week for you. Maybe you've even taken a few extra days off and you're going to take off the whole week. But a couple quick announcements that we have. The Chamber is going to be going to Ireland over St. Patrick's Day. This year, it's going to be March 11th through the 18th of 2015. There may be some space left if you'd like to call me. Would love to talk to you about them. And you can reach us by calling 410-848-9050. We're also offering our fall membership special where you could join if you've got a business. If you join for next year, you get the rest of this year for free. So you can check us out online at carrollcountychamber.org or call us at 410-848-9050. You can also stop in at 9 East Main Street in downtown Westminster. We're right next to Giulianova's Italiana Grosseria. That's our friend Billy over there. So when you're stopping off to buy a sub, stop off and say hi to us. So listen, thank you again for listening this morning. Have a wonderful Sunday and a wonderful Thanksgiving. Do something special with family or friends today, and God bless.